We've got a lot of basic bees up in here. I think Alex would be one of those. Definitely a live the web girl. Yesterday, she went out to Starbucks, and this is why you always take the drive through. She went inside, and I guess she witnessed an encounter, an exchange between this... Alex, help me out here. I never say things right, and I don't want to get everybody all pissed off at me.
So, Liv was standing in line.
Yes.
There was a man in front of her, like a seemingly straight man. I mean... just based on her observations.
Yeah.
There was a man who had recently, it looked like, started to begin transitioning into a woman, so a transgender woman.
Okay.
Who asked the straight man out. And he very politely said, you know, thank you, but no thank you, I'm not interested. That was the end of the conversation. She said, okay, and left. Then a woman behind Liv berated the man in front of Liv and said, how dare you deny that woman just because she's transgender? You should have given her an equal chance and gone out with her just like any other woman. Why you gotta be so
rude? All right, I think that pretty much goes there. So the question is, if a straight person denies a trans person a date, is that transphobic? That's what the lady was kind of like all on the guy for. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, you're transphobic. Exactly.
Okay. Interesting. 317-239-1009. Michelle's on the Joan Alex Show. Thank you so much for calling in. What do you think?
I think the gentleman in line was absolutely in the right. Everyone's entitled to have their own opinions about who they're attracted to. And if anything, the woman's in the wrong because she brought the attention to the fact that the woman was recently transgender. Maybe he denied her because he didn't like her lipstick. She assumed that because she was transgender, that was the reason that he didn't want to go on a date with her.
I agree. I think because we don't know anything about this man that was in front of Liv. He very well could have been married or he could have been gay. I mean, we don't know. She just guessed he was a straight dude, but like, we don't know. It could have been a myriad of reasons why he denied the date. But if he was, let's say the situation was as cut and dry as it was a straight guy who just doesn't want to date. He wants to date females, but he doesn't want to date a trans female. Is that transphobic?
Absolutely not. I can't walk up to an NBA player and force myself on them because I want to be in their tax bracket. Like, that's just not the way the world works. You can't force people to date you or go on a date with you. People are attracted to who they're attracted to, and that's just the way the world works.
I agree.
And there's enough people in unhappy relationships. You don't need to force yourself into something that you're not comfortable with.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, what do you think?
I think that it's so ridiculous that she thought that he was transphobic, because if a man was to go up to him, a gay man, and ask him on a date, and he denied him, would that make him homophobic?
That's what I don't understand.
There's a lot of phobia going on right here.
If just because you're not attracted to or want to date someone, like, that doesn't mean you're phobic of them. You're just into what you're into.
Exactly.
I don't get it.
Hey, thank you for the call this morning. I was thinking about what you were talking about earlier, and you were saying that, like, just for you personally, and there's nothing right or wrong about it, but, like, if there was, if a woman transitioned into a man, you would not date them? Like,
correct.
You wouldn't feel comfortable? Okay. I think about it, and, like, if there was no sign of, like, previously being a man, like, if I didn't know it at all.
Like, they had total gender reassignment surgery?
Is that what it's called? Yeah,
I think
if all that. Like, if I was single, like, I don't think it would matter. Like, if you were attracted to the person, like, I'd have to be attracted to them physically and, like, you know, on an emotional level. I don't think that'd be a problem at all. But that's just me, though. I'm sure that's different than other people.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good question, too. Is it transphobic if someone has completely gone through the process, the transitioning process, has gone through gender reassignment surgery? Would that be transphobic if there's nothing about them that seems like the gender they were born with and you still didn't want to go out with them because they used to be that certain gender? Is that transphobic? I mean...
Anybody
There's a lot of questions.
Is there smoke coming out of my ears? Because I don't know what's going on. Kathy's on the Joan Alex Show. What did you want to say, Kathy?
I wanted to say that it's just not fair that poor guy was just, you know, Alex was talking earlier about this, you know, disclosing that I'm missing a leg. Well, if the lady would have walked up and said, yeah, I'm not missing a leg, but I actually have a third leg. Do you want to, you know? I mean, that transgender... reassignment is very, very expensive. So does that make the guy, if he goes out with her, gay? I mean, there's so many questions. I think that the lady who had the comment that went up to this guy was just trying to start stuff. That's what I think.
Well, I think, too, everybody has to put their, you know, their nose in somebody else's business. It's like, if the guy would have said something rude or something like that to the person, I think there should be some defense there. But you shouldn't get attacked every time you don't want to go out with somebody.
And here's the thing is that everybody's talking about consent. Everything's about consent, you know, when you're dating, making sure you have consent and all that. Don't you need to have consent not only just for sex, but to even go out on a date? Like, this guy should freely, he shouldn't have to be forced. No one should have to be forced to go on a date with somebody. And plus, as the receiving person, so for example, this transgender woman in the Starbucks, wouldn't she want the guy to actually want to go out with her?
Yeah, like, you wouldn't want to be like forced. And if you are able to force people to go out with you, then I call BS, because where was this when I was younger? I couldn't get any girl to go out with me. Like, yeah. They should have had to gone out with me.
Exactly. If all of a sudden it's okay for people to force people to date them, then like, I have a lot of people on a list I'd like to contact. Number one, John Mayer.
Yeah, Alex will be married by now. Joe and Alex show on our Twitter, also up on our Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. What are people saying? Live the web, girl.
Dr. Batman said no one has to say yes to any date ever.
Dang, Dr. Batman with the good social media right there.
That's right.
Appreciate it, doctor.